Simen Tzadi Beis and Tzadi Zayin. Beis Hashem. Mechaber says Tzadi Beis Sefal for Yitzorach and Akova v'Yispalel and Yispalel Tshuvasei Te'ivo. We finished what we were going to talk about. The Mechaber says a Yitzorach and Akova v'Yispalel and Yispalel Tshuvasei Te'ivo. וצורך לחצו לספל ואני מילה שאני יוכל למד עצמי שיר הילה פרסה אני יוכל למד שיר פרסה יוצא בדיאבי תחילה יספל אנשי בדק עצמי תחילה יוצא To be mesakim lehalachas, there's three dargas of a person needing to relieve himself. The first one is that he feels a slight urge, but he can hold himself back for more than kedei parsa, more than 72 minutes. The second is that he feels more of an urge, and he cannot hold himself back 72 minutes. And the third is that it will be over on Baal Teshakto. What's the difference between 2 and 3? 2 means that he feels a urge that he needs to relieve himself, but it's not desperate for now, as opposed to Baal Teshakto, means that he already feels the urge now and he has to hold himself back now. The Shulchan Aruch, anybody wants to see an exact description, you can look it up in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Simen Gimel, Sif Yud Aleph, Madur Tinyan, it's in the brackets in the new Shulchan Aruch Harav. He describes it exactly, how it's about the shakti. That's the pashas. The pashas is that it means that he's holding back the urge right now, and if he would not hold it back, then he would need to relieve himself right this minute. That would be about the shakti. Is that Issa d'Oraisa? Is that Issa d'Rabbanan? The Mishnah Berurah paskins that about the shakti is only Issa d'Rabbanan, even though certainly about the shakti is the Issa d'Oraisa, but the Torah said the Issa d'Oraisa with regard to eating certain things that are asur. Now with regard to all the other things, like the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Machalos Asuris, that there's many things that are asur al tzbal teshaktu midar abanon, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is one of them also. It's only asur midar abanon. That's in the Shari Tshuva, brings it down. I saw it was quoted in the Shari Tshuva, that it's Machlekes Achrenim. It's at the end of the Shari Tshuva in Simen Gimel. I was having a little bit of trouble, so I thought for a second that it actually meant Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah. Because Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Gimel goes to all the Yisurim. But I finally found him in the Shar Tshuva over here, and he brings down the Machlekes Achrenim whether or not Shinistapik, the Mashana Kod Vashar Baal Teshaks, and Midarais Midarabanan. I said, you know what? Let me look it up in the Shar Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah actually does discuss it, and he says that it's the Issa D'Oraisa. He mentions it together with the Issa D'Oraisa of Baal Teshaks, who it happens to be. But from the Rambam, it sounds like it's Issa D'Rabanan. The way the Mishnah Berurah paskins is that it's Issa D'Rabanan, which has serious ramifications throughout the Simen. As we saw, anytime that you have a covet of Briyas, it's Bepashta is going to be Doiche the Isser of Baal Teshaktu, unless we're going to get into any other Yisurei D'Oraisa. The way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's only a Shaila V'Derabanan. How do we paskin the Maiso? What's in Regia? If a person is the first Darga, that he feels a slight urge, but he could hold himself back 72 minutes, then the Lacha is Lechatchili Shana Dama Shmarni Esrei. However, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that Shema is not a problem. Shema would not be a problem. He brings on the Shari Tshuva as Machmer. So Mashmaris, I think in the Mishnah Berurah is that it's okay to daven Shema. However, Shmarni Esrei you should not daven. B'di'evet, if you daven Shmarni Esrei, then you have Shitas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that hold that Lechatchili daven Shmarni Esrei in such a situation. Certainly you're going to be Yetzei B'di'evet. However, Lechatchili one should not daven. Now, let's say he cannot hold himself back even Kedei Parso, then he should not daven even Shema, and nor should he learn in such a massive. B'di'evet, if he did, he's Yotze. However, with Shmarni Esrei, he is not Yotze. Shmarni Esrei is not Yotze. With Shema, he would be Yotze. What's the story if he can't hold himself back from Ketanim, not from Gedolim? That the Mishnah Berurah says, and the Biralach has Marek a little bit more, and he says he cannot be Machriya. So what does a person do? The person felt the urge, and he probably couldn't hold himself back 72 minutes, but he didn't want to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. And then afterwards, he realized that he did the wrong thing. Should he go ahead and daven Shmarni Esrei again or not? It's a bayit lo yifshit in the Mishnah Berurah. It's brought down, the Ishei Yisrael brings down, I think the Dirshu also brings down from the same place from B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that it's since it's a suffix, therefore you should daven a tefillas nedava. Now the Stimas Mishnah Berurah, for some reason, is the Mishnah Berurah does not mention that. I'm not sure why the Mishnah Berurah does not mention that. Maybe we wouldn't have daven the... Be'etzim, it's a suffix whether or not a person should ever do a tefillas nedava. L'mais of the Bir Alacha paskind earlier that he should do a tefillas nedava if he has a suffix whether he davened. This is the Chora case of suffix whether or not he davened. I did find another case that the Mishnah Berurah discusses this in Siman Ayin Tes that I hope the Eilim will get to very shortly. Siman Ayin Tes, there's a Machlekes Rishonim as to the halacha, Machlekes Achronim, as to halacha of Tzoya in a different Rishus. What's considered a different Rishus? And the halacha is if a person davened in the Rishus that had Tzoya, he's not Yotze. Now, the question is, what's considered a different Rishus? Machlekes Apeskim. He says, there's a machlekes achrenim, and therefore be misbal v'teres nedava. It's a similar case to our case, l'chara, that you shouldn't have davened lechatchila. You should have checked beforehand. There was checking for tzara. Here's checking himself. B'di'eved, it's a suffix what halacha is, and therefore he should daven at tefilas nedava. L'chara, even though the Mishnah Berurah didn't say it, the mashmoyus is that he would be maskin to such a psak. Shema, there's no reason that you don't have to say that. It's possibly less of an issue. For the Eved Yoytz in such a case, Lachar. Right? That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The Eved Mashma Medira Prima Godam, the Inzar Chlafs over the Kreis. But it's not a problem. Shema is always Nachas Darga Achas from Mishmoin Esrei. Mishmoin Esrei, and even in the slightest urge, you shouldn't daven Lechatchila, Shema is Mutter. But the Eved, Mishmoin Esrei in that case would be alright. When it's, you can't hold Kidei Parso, then even Shema, you shouldn't daven lechatchila, but b'di'eved, Shmei Esther, you're not Yotze, Kriya Shema, you are Yotze. If you want to daven, it's a suffix, it sounds like it's a little bit of a suffix, Mishnah Berurah, you could say Shema again, should you have the time. But Mechoyev Lechoyer, you're not Mechoyev too. Now, if you're in a matzev that's a Baal Teshaktu, then everything is Aser, and the Pashta says you're not Yotze, it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah, when he gets a Shema, whether or not Yotze. Lachur, the Mashmoy says from the fact that he says that if you can't hold yourself Kedei Parso, that with the Eved you Yotze, it's Mashma that if it would be a Matzah Baal Teshaktu, then you would not be Yotze. Person would not be Yotze in such a case. And certainly, Lechatchilo, you cannot start. The only Hefter that we found is when he gets a Shema, and Shmuel Esrei is when he gets to the Mishnah Berurah says that a Shatz is allowed to start Chazaras HaShatz, even if he's in a Matzah. He actually mistopic, I shouldn't say, it's not clear. It's mistopic whether or not he's allowed to be. Truth is that he's not even mistopic in that case. If he's in the middle, he certainly does not have to stop. But if he's in the middle, he doesn't have to stop. That's the only clue that we found. We'll see that soon. When he gets to Shmoyna Esrei. Mashmoyna Mishnah Berurah is that if he's in the middle of Shmoyna Esrei and he got to a matziv, he checked before and he didn't need, and then he got to matziv Baal Teshaktu, you would not have to stop. But lechatchila to start, mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah and the Berurah is that even a shat would not be allowed to start in such a case. Now, there's a little bit of an issue here that Elam was having, and that is, how does a person know if he can hold himself back 72 minutes? That's a negia to a number of things. First of all, when you get to saying shema lechatchila. Second of all, when you get to be the evidence if a person did daven, he went to the bathroom, he wasn't sure. He felt a little bit that he didn't eat, and he davened Shmoneh Esrei, and then he's like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that. He went to the bathroom after 15 minutes. Could he? He never waited around long enough to find out whether or not he was able to hold for 72 minutes. How is a person supposed to know? So l'chora, if the whole Isser is only Isser Derabanan, which that is the Mashmois, the whole Isser is only Isser Derabanan, then Memela, the only Isser Deraisa that we found is Kineged Amud. That's when he's mamish being, even Shtisa is a Shaila, whether or not it's Isser Deraisa. Kineged Amud is the only time that it's Asim Daraisa to be Mitzvah. Then Lechur in this case, where he's a Safik, Lechur is a Safik Derabanan, and you'll be able to go to Kula Lechur. Afterwards, I found the Piskei Teshuvos brings that down from somebody. He wanted to say the same thing. I wasn't sure. I looked in the Makor. Wasn't exactly sure. But Lechur the Tzvara already had found somebody that wanted to say such a thing. That would be a Safik Derabanan Lekula. Now, even with Baal Teshaktu. I don't know if we could reckon the Baal Teshaktu in the Cheshbon of what you're supposed to. Choytei Nisgar? I don't know if that would be considered. I wouldn't have thought that would be considered. Acher. What happens? Another question that Tarilam asked. What happens if a person is in a matziv that right now he does not need the bathroom at all? He checked, he does not need the bathroom at all. But he knows that he's not going to be able to go 72 minutes without using the bathroom. Either he had a coffee, or it's an expectant woman, that sometimes she could use the bathroom every 15 minutes, or somebody that took a laxative, or that right now he's fine, but he knows that he's going to be. What would be in such a case? Now, the Pashtas says that the whole issue that we found is only to start when somebody needs the bathroom. if a person does not need the bathroom at all at the time that he starts, then l'chor there's no iser to start at all. Unless you know for sure that you're not going to be able to make it to Shemir Nesrei. In such a case, then l'chor we're going to see, hopefully we did see, in Simen Pei, that the Mechaber paskins that a person that knows bevada that he's not going to be able to make it through Shemir Nesrei without hafacha, should not daven Shemir Nesrei. He even says, Shema Yishna daven, we paskin dafke Shemir Nesrei. But he should not daven Shemir Nesrei, and he's considered honest, and he should daven Mincha twice. That's what the Mishkan Berurah, that's what the Mechaber paskins. Unless he has a chronic problem, and he's not going to be able to daven, then the Mishkan Berurah takes care of that issue. But Be'etzem, if he knows that he's not going to be able to make it through Shemir Nesrei without hafacha, then he should not daven. Kol Shekein, if he knows that he's not going to be able to make it through Shemir Nesrei without having to use the bathroom. Certainly, l'chora, in such a case, he should not start davening. That means to the point that he needs, not just that he's going to need it a little bit, l'chora. However, if he doesn't need the bathroom b'chlal, the fact that he might need the bathroom before 72 minutes, l'chora, that's not mechayev him, or he knows for sure he's going to need the bathroom before 72 minutes. Nevertheless, that's not mechayev, that doesn't answer him from starting. I did see that Ishi Yisrael brought down a Pesach Tshuva. A few people brought down this Pesach Tshuva. The Pesach Tshuva said that if you start and you know, and you don't need the bathroom, but you know that in the middle of Shemayin or Esrei you're going to need the bathroom, even a little bit, enough that you could wait 72 minutes. He says that, you know for sure that you're going to need it, then he says you shouldn't daven. You shouldn't daven in such a case. Now, L'chor, first of all, that's only talking about where you know for sure that it's going to be in the middle of Shemayin or Esrei. If you know the fact that you know that in 15 minutes from now I'm going to need the bathroom for sure because I had a coffee, that's nothing, l'chora. That's after Shemir Esrei. That's not during Shemir Esrei. Even in Pesach Tshuva, you're not there. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it's also only talking about l'chora, a case of a person that if he waits, will be able to daven Shemir Esrei later on. Or a person that takes a laxative, a person that takes a expectant woman or something like that. That every 15 minutes they need the bathroom, or every 25 minutes they need the bathroom. So even though right now he doesn't need the bathroom at all, but he knows he's going to start needing it soon, and he's going to have to use the bathroom in 25 minutes, l'chora, even the Pesach Tshuva would be maskim that such a person should daven, because the halacha is, you're not supposed to miss Zman Tefillah because of it. The person is going to keep on having to wait, and he's always going to be in such a maskim, he's going to miss Zman Tefillah. So therefore, in such a case, a person that's in such a situation, where he knows he can make it through Shemayin Esrei, and right now he does not even need the bathroom, he does not have to worry that maybe in the middle I'm going to need, maybe, b'chulu. The truth is that there are a few paiskim that are brought down that are chilek b'chlal in the Pesach Tshuva. Makor Chaim says that the Chavetz Chaim, he lived 400 years ago. He says in his Kitzur Halachos, "Im ein tarch lenakovav, aval pisha shosa davar meshalshel, v'yodea shetoich parsi tarch lenakovav, mikom vokim nispal." Says even if a guy took a laxative, if he doesn't need it now, it's not a problem. Rav Binyamin Zilber in Oz Nidberu, He sums up the halacha. This is in Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Gimel. Chelak Gimel Simen Mem Hey. He says Kol Shel Guf Naki. Kol Zman Shebadek Atzmoi VeEin Yochel Lefanes Yisur or She'in Yochel Lefanes Klal. Kol Zeu B'Chlal Guf Naki. If right now you don't need the bathroom, you're okay. Vafilu Sheitochen Sheitzarach Lefanes Atzmoi B'La'Acher Shir Parso. Or Ifilu Pochz Mizeu B'Chlal Guf Naki. V'Layimna Atzmoi Meter V'Tvilo VeEin La'Acher Misveika. Hainu Vafilu Loi Badek Klal. I would add, that l'chora, like Rabbi Yehuda Zilber says, right now you don't need the bathroom, you're good to go. Don't worry about it. People have a lot of nervous, especially after learning these halachas. A lot of people got nervous from these halachas. Maybe I do need, maybe I don't need. The Starkler has a letter in Kranid Igrisa. He quotes a Bachacher. He says somebody had an issue with this, and he says, first of all, any time that you think you might need and you're misiach das and you don't need anymore, then you don't really need. It's just you're thinking that because you're thinking about it, then you need it. But if you were misiach das and you really need the bathroom, you still feel the need for the bathroom. That's first of all. But as long as you started, Lamais, the Mishnah Berurah says it at the beginning. He says it in Siman Gimel, he discusses this, and he says a person should be braiding himself in the morning. You should get up early enough to be braiding yourself, by the way. At least a half an hour before stop here before I get egged. The Mishnah Berurah says in Gimel, Sivkotin Gimel. It's interesting. The Mechaber says V'yivdeg Nikovov, and the Mishnah Berurah says Kedeshia Achrakach Gufay Noki B'Shas Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim B'Kriyashma V'Tfilo. He says for Kriyashma V'Tfilo, that's the Chur of the Gemara that we said. I write to the Kabbal Tfilo Al Malchus Shemayim Shleimo. And then he continues and he says, Ve'ein tzarech rak bedik levad. Vim bodak es atme v'ein ureitza atel in a kolov. Ze nikr min adin guf noki. V'chalil la'achr shuv avur ze zman krishmo afilu rak tzul betzibur. After that, don't be ma'achr anything. You checked, you don't need, you're good to go. This is Gimel, Tifkot in your Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. That's with regard to Sif Aleph. Now, im be'emtza tefillah, so in the Sarah Taiva, you checked yourself beforehand, you were good to go. And then it was in the Sarah Taiva in the middle. Yam et atzmanat sheigmo vele yafzik, v'mishot kriyash ma'ar v'chasen, asar ben ikhtan v'gidim, kor yikadarki. Then he says, v'mrasa l'archik l'atomayim o'yisa. So what happens is, Sif Aleph, he was good, check. He got up in the morning, he checked himself, and he was fine. Then in the middle of either Pesukei Dezimra, or Kriyashma, or Shemoneh Esrei, he felt a need for the bathroom. What does a person do in such a case? So the halacha of the Mishnah Berurah says always is that if you were maskil beheter, and then you felt a need to use the bathroom, then the halacha is that he's allowed to finish what he's in the middle of. If he's not in a matzav of Baal Teshaktu, he's allowed to finish what he's in the middle of, because since he was maskil b'heter, he's allowed to take that heter till the end of the inyan that he's in. That means Pesukei Dezimra until Baruch Hu is ready new inyan, and then Birchas Kriyat Shema from Baruch Hu until Shemoneh Esrei till the end, till Tachnun, Kriyat HaTorah, till Maftir. That's always considered the inyan, and you're allowed to continue that inyan. Now, it's not exactly clear. Mishnah Berurah says the halacha is that you're also not supposed to start learning, and a person's not supposed to learn if he needs a bathroom. However, if he was maskil b'heter, says the Bir Halacha, you have such a heter to continue learning. Now, what's considered a new inyan? If you were maskil b'heter and then he needs a bathroom, he's allowed. This happens all the time. The first seder, person used the bathroom for first seder. He was good to go. 10:30, he feels a slight urge. He has to leave right this minute. That's it. He's not allowed to continue. So the chori was maskil b'heter. So he's allowed to continue. The question is, what's considered the next inyan? But you open up a Rajba now, you turn to Rabbeinu Yehuda, so that's it, you're in a new inyan? Is it dafka if you open up a new sefer? If you get up to two dots? What's the new inyan? Agilu, I didn't find. I would say that it's a suffix darabana lekula, a suffix bitl terah daraisa, lechumra. And therefore, kol kama that you're still in the middle of the same limud that you're learning, the fact that you got a Rajba, and the fact that you went past the two dots, you're still in the middle of the same limud. Now, if you get up for anything else, if you get up to get a phone call, make a phone call, you get up to anything else to shmooze, certainly that's it. You're finished. You're in the next inyan. You got to use the bathroom. But as long as you're in the middle of learning, so the fact that you're knocking down bletter and you already did three or four blots and you already passed many two dots and many dots of those other, doesn't make much sense. You're good to go, and you can lechera. You're good to go and you're able to continue. Once you're ready, a new limud. Lazaf, you get up, you new limit, you close the Gemara, and you start learning whatever it is that you're learning, Mishnah Berurah. L'chura, that's, unless it's a hemshech of the limud that you've been doing up until now. Some people do that. Then l'chura, that would be considered one limud. Once it's a totally new limud, then l'chura, a person should have to stop according to the way the Mishnah Berurah says. Now, if you're in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema, there, the halacha is you do not have to stop. However, the Machaber says something very interesting. It's really a quote directly from the Rajba and Tshuva, Chelak Aleph Simukuf Lamed Aleph. In Be'emtze Tzvilosin is Erelei Taivo, Yamin Atzmeyat Sheigmor Vele Yafzik. Vimishas Birchas Kriyashma, Bishas Kriyashma Birchas Serna Serer, Bein Liktanim, Bein Ligdurlim, Kerelik Kedarkai. It was an Serer, Bein Liktanim, Bein Ligdurlim. Continues the Machaber, Vimrata Lahachu Gulhatel Mayim, Oysa. Pasach bekad v'sim v'chovet. Pasach be, he was in the era taiva for ketanim oigedelim, and then he says im rotzo yochol lahachik atmoi lahatomayim. What's up, shah? And if he wants to be mefana ligedelim, then he's not allowed to. So the truth is, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's what he says. Shulchan Aruch Rav says in ekonami, you're not allowed to. Dafka lektanim begedelim, he has to wait. That's what he says. Now it could be that it's the shitase, as we'll see in a minute. What would be the svara for such a thing? That l'chori you shouldn't be mafzik. You don't have to be mafzik. Even though hatalas mei raglayim is also considered a hefzik. And l'chori you're not allowed to say kriyat shema b'shas hatalas mei raglayim for sure. Maybe you're allowed to go into the bathroom to be matal mei raglayim with your tefillin on. But to daven while you're being matal mayim, for sure that's considered a hefzik. No question about it. That's issa deraisa l'pashas. They also teru l'kineged amud. That's l'chori issa deraisa. So either way, it's considered a hefzik. You shouldn't be mafzik because they ligmar eskuloi. It's not exactly clear what the Indian is over here in Atum. If you look at the Shulchan, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says that which he says, Matamayim kal v'choymer, that he's allowed to go to be mefana l'gedolim. If even Mayim, which is not as chomer, certainly kal v'choymer l'gedolim. Kim Dumani, that's how the Mishnah Berurah learns also, because the Mishnah Berurah says that Sai v'Sai, you have to be mefana l'gedolim before Shemar Nesrei. You're not allowed to continue. Either way, the guy has to stop. The question is he going to stop in the middle of the bracha, or is he going to stop? Mishnah Berurah says the best thing to do is don't wait till Gal Yisrael and then use the bathroom, then you're not going to be masul gula tefila. Rather, do it sometime in the middle, leave sometime in the middle of MSV Yatsif, or what's even better is Bein HaPrakim. That's the best time. So Mishnah Berurah clearly is understanding that it's not a problem to stop in the middle, and as a matter of fact, you're mechuyev to stop. You're mechuyev to stop before Shemar Nesrei. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and maybe this is, it's also a chomer, but it's also a kula. So you can take it. I don't know if you should take both kulas, but certainly there's a makam to be makel over here. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in his siddur, which is brought down in the Kitzer Pisrei Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the back of many people's Mishnah Berurah, and it's also in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Shulchan Aruch in parentheses. He is mechadish that as long as you started, we have a yisay from Mishnah Berurah. As long as you start a tefillah, you're allowed to go to the end of the tefillah. And what does that conclude? According to Mishnah Berurah, if you start Pesukah Zimra, then Pesukah Zimra. Berachos Kriyas Shema, then Berachos Kriyas Shema. Tefillah Shemar Nesrei, then the Shemar Nesrei. It comes to the shaila with the shatz. What's with the shatz? The shatz is allowed to go to the end of Chazaras HaShatz. And then what? The reason why we allow him to start Chazaras HaShatz, even if we need the bathroom, is because we covered a breeze. So now what? Now he has to stop afterwards? Oh, by the way, Berachos Amar Yisrael, Vashalom, and all of a sudden he books out. Doesn't look funny at all. Mamish. So, I saw Nisha Yisrael, he said that Kenzine that he's allowed to go, he brought down from Chaim Kanievsky, that Kenzine is allowed to go of Mokum Biush. He's going to be embarrassed, he can wait till after Kaddish Deskavel. So that's Mamish, he's got time. According to that. What? He can switch by Ashrei. Lechura, that's not so embarrassing. Lechura. But Lechura, what? Yeah, Lechura. As long as it's not going to be Mefich. Lechura. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that once you started before davening, then you're allowed to cruise till after Shemar Nesrei. Tefillah from Pesukah, if you started Beheter, then even if you started, you felt a need, as long as it's not Basal Shaktu, then you're allowed to continue till after Shemar Nesrei. That being the case, L'chura, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, you're only allowed to stop for Ketanim in Birchas Kriyas Shema, but for Gedolim, don't stop. You shouldn't be Mafsik. Ah, you have to be Mafsik anyhow before Shemar Nesrei? According to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you don't have to be Mafsik before Shemar Nesrei. He says, once you start a Beheter, this whole halacha is talking about you start a Beheter. If you start a Beheter, then you're okay to go. So there's definitely what to be saying on a person that's a little bit nervous, that maybe he feels that he needs the bathroom in the middle of Kriyas Shema, or in the middle of whatever. If he checked beforehand, then he has a Shulchan Aruch HaRav. As long as he doesn't have a Balta Shaktsu situation, then according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, once you started, you're able to cruise after Shemar Nesrei. That is definitely something that a person should keep in his back pocket for a time of need. That is with regard to Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, Tzarech Kreid Matvila Lasser Kecha V'Neir V'Chol Dover Aterdai. This, the Rambam, Makor is from the Rambam, and the Goyin says that the Makor in the Shulchan Aruch says the Makor is from Hikoyin Likras HaLikach Yisrael, that somebody at Tzarech Lanukovav should prepare himself. It's a Gemara that we saw, really. The person is, it's got an interesting Gemara. I'm going to just mention it because a number of people came over to ask about it. The chil between Gedolim and Ketanim, the chil between more than a parsa, less than a parsa, the chatchila b'diavad. The Gemara says, "Anitzchak l'nekov v'ayispal, v'nispal to lasek te'evo." A few lines later, the Gemara says, "Anitzchak l'nekov v'ayispal." Shenemer, he can link us elikachay Yisrael is a very nice din that you're supposed to prepare yourself for davening. You're supposed to put on a hat. You're supposed to put on socks. You're supposed to put on a gartel. All types of nice things. Let's say he didn't. He's not yotze. B'diavad, if he didn't put on socks, he's not yotze. Rupasha is yotze. So what is then? Anitzchak l'nekovav mitzarecher. We say that it's tefilasei te'evo, and a few lines later we say it's a din in hikur and likras elikach Yisrael. So what is it? Is it a te'evo or is it just a nice thing lechatchilo? So bepashtus you could say, and this is maybe mekor for the Magen Avraham, that there's a difference between whether or not it's nitzchak l'nekovav legedolim, then it's tefilasei te'evo, or lektanim, and then it's a din of only a din of hikur and lechatchilo. Or you could say that anitzchak l'nekovav means if you can't wait kedei parsa. But if you can wait kedei parsa, then it's only a din of hikar, it's only a din of chatchila. that doesn't work with Fishitas Rashi in the Rif that hold you're allowed to, once it's, you're allowed to wait 72 minutes, then you're allowed to daven lechatchila. It's not even din of hikarin. According to other Rishon, you could say that. Either way, there's a din of hikarin to prepare yourself that you should not have a situation where you're going to feel something's going to be matched your kavana in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Our Gemara specifically is talking about using the bathroom, but lechur it's anything. Kechav v'nei, it's machlok is exactly what it is. It's referring to either spit or phlegm or his he should blow his nose beforehand. Whatever it is that he needs to do before Shemoneh Esrei that he should not have his sinuses bothering him, then he should do. That's the din of Kechav v'nei. The Sif Dalid is the reason why I didn't say exactly what it is. The Machlokes Rishonim what it is. So, not exactly. They say they're all included. Anything that is going to bother you, you should get rid of. Sif Dalid. This is the din of Tila Sidayim. Tarach Lircha Yodov B'mayim Mieshloi V'mein Leitarach Lach Lachrim Ad Parsa. V'ani Min Kshu Hoylach B'derech V'mayim Nisem Lefnayim Lefonov. Avn Tarach Lach Lachrim L'makamayim Ad Mil Chayzer Yis Milin Chayzer. If a person is his hands are dirty. That's the difference between Sif Dalet and Sif Hey. Sif Dalet is talking about that you know that your hands are dirty, and Sif Hey is talking about you don't know your hands are dirty. Stam Yadayim. Sif Dalet, the halacha is, if you know that your hands are dirty, then you have to wait, even though you could theoretically clean your hands, Homi Di Demanki. The Chatchila, a person is supposed to wait, Kidei Hiluch Mil, or 4 mil, if he's going on the way, Kidei Hiluch 4 mil, which is up to 72 minutes, or if he's in his house, Kidei Hiluch Mil, which is 18 minutes. 18 minutes means either 18 minutes of walking, or if you have a car, 18 minutes in a car. Now, I don't know if you have to pay for a taxi to take you in a car if you don't have a car. If you don't have a car, the car would be 18 minutes of what's normal for you. Mamela, if a person uses the bathroom and he does not have, he uses the bathroom and he goes outside, and sure enough, they forgot to tell you today that there's a hafsakat mayim. They turned off the water. They're doing some work on one of the pipes outside, and they turned off the water. It happens fairly often. Now not that they forget to tell you that the water goes off. So now you try to wash your hands and there's no water here, and it's 2 minutes till mincha. What are you allowed to do in such a case? So the chur of the halacha is that if you have water within 18 minutes, then you should have to go. That means if you can walk to the main building and get water, then that's what you should do, or walk to your neighbor, walk to the shul, whatever it is, and that's what you should do. In the chanami. Now, does that mean that you have to go to the makolet and buy a bottle of water if you don't have? It doesn't say anywhere that you have to spend money for that. You have to spend a lot of time, 18 minutes or up to 72 minutes. There, it's not really spending time because you're going that direction anyhow. But it does say that you have to spend 18 minutes, and therefore, lachura doesn't say that you're mechuyev to spend money, even though, what is it, shekel and a half, 2 shekel for a 2 liter, I guess only if you buy a six-pack. But it's really not too much. But lechura, it doesn't say, I didn't find anywhere that you have to spend money. However, you would have to wait. And you would have to go to walk a few minutes to be able to get water to wash your hands if you know that they're dirty. Now, let's say...
18
minutes in my direction? No, in that direction. Up to mil. Up to mil you have to walk. That means up to 18 minutes you have to walk. That's all in a case where a person knows that his hands are dirty. Let's say it's not a case that a person knows his hands are dirty. His hands are doing just fine. Just he didn't watch. He wasn't paying attention what he did in the past 4 hours in Shacharis. So what's halacha there? That's what we call stam yadayim. That's a big machlokes rishonim. What halacha stam yadayim is? The Rambam shita is like the Bir Halachas Marach over here. That stam yadayim is Aser to daven and kenzan if you look b'di'eved, you're not yetzei. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah wants to say that b'di'eved according to the Rambam, you are yetzei. Lamaisa, we paskin not like this Rambam, we paskin like the Ran, that l'chura, as long as he doesn't know that his hands are dirty, stam yadayim, if he has water, he should wash his hands. If he does not have water, he could just clean his hands b'chol midi dimnaki. He could not clean his hands on anything which could clean his hands. That halacha applies also with regard to if he's in the middle of davening. If he's in the middle of davening, we'll see that in Sifav in a second. We'll get to that in a second. He's in the middle of davening, that's what he's allowed to do. Now, what's the halacha if a person was learning and then he started and wanted to go daven? So now when you're learning, you don't touch a place which is, you're not supposed to touch a place which is, you're not supposed to touch a place which is a Maka Mechusa. So her, your hands are clean. You shouldn't have to wash your hands. Interestingly enough, the Ramah, it's been Reish Lamed Gimel, when he's talking about this halacha, the Mechaber says, Reish Lamed Gimel says, Im yesh leimayim tzarech lito yodav kidei lispal, af api she'en yodei lem shum lechluch. Even though you don't know that they're dirty at all, you're supposed to wash your hands. V'lo yivarech. Says the Ramah, v'afilu aymin milimudai yito yodav v'tvila. Even if you got up from learning, after first Seder, and now you're going to Davin Mincha, nevertheless, you should wash your hands. However, he does say there, in the Mishnah Brura, Ratzal Leimar, Mistama Leinaga Bemtza Alimid B'Mokam Etunuf, Afilu Hachi Mitzvah Lito B'Shvil Tfilo, Because of Magan Avram, Demikol Mokim Imnato Letfilo, V'Hifzik B'Limud, Ein Tzarech Lito Shenis. If a person washed for davening, and then he had another 10 minutes beforehand, so he sat down and he learned, and then he doesn't have to wash again. It also says that if you wash for mincha, then you don't have to. Right before the Mishmur says, "Inot al yadav tefilas mincha, but they see echdayt mishmeratzon, ain't tzarich lito yadav tefilas arvis." The current Mishmur says that he's talking about the yadav and mincha marav together. There's even talk about by musaf, you have to wash your hands before musaf. It's a new tefila, but also the same thing. It's one after the next. You don't have to wash your hands. Now, what's very common is, especially in chutzlaretz, is that they have mincha marav. Mincha right before Shkia, 10 minutes of learning between Mincha and Marv, and then you have Marv. If you have Mincha and you don't have 10 minutes of learning, and you have Marv right away, terrific, then you for sure don't have to wash your hands. The question is, if you have 10 minutes of learning, in that case, do you have to wash your hands? So, L'chur over here, it's also you're getting up from learning, but when you washed your hands, you washed your hands L'chatchila for davening. You wash for davening, and then, it's like the case that you said beforehand, that you decide to learn before the next davening. So I would be mitzadid over here that l'chura you could be mekel that as long as you went straight from mincha learning marif, even though there are some people that do, some people that always makbet too, l'chura in such a case, kenzan, you would not have to wash your hands. If you know that you're not mitzir das from it, then yes, it's not a problem. Like a kohen can wash, doesn't have to wash for birchas kohanim as long as he was shomer his yadayim from the beginning. The truth is that we say that benegiah to. Okay. But washing hands before bread is also the halacha. If you weren't mitzvah to ask from it, then kenzayin have to wash your hands again. Now, a person that has stam yadayim, and first of all, it's so easy now. I didn't find anybody that says that bizmanenu you don't have to wash your hands beforehand. I don't know why. It seems that not so many people, not everybody, I shouldn't say that. Not everybody is machped to wash their hands before davening. But it seems like from everywhere that you're supposed to be washing your hands. Some people are mamish marech b'nei yeto, that should be dafka for tefila, and then in dafka with a kriyas and dafka. That we didn't see. They have to do that, and any bit of water l'chur is enough. However, person should wash their hands. Now, bizmanenu, it's so easy. Every single shul in the world probably has water right outside, and remela you're able to. It really should not be a big deal to wash your hands. You don't need a kiss. What? You don't have to dry your hands. It doesn't say that you have to dry your hands. You have to wash your hands. What's that? No shear? No, l'chur, it has to be enough to wash your hands. It has to be enough to wash your hands. We're going to see, when a person uses it, what happens if a person does not have water? So how is he supposed to clean his hands? Chomi di demnaki. You're supposed to use anything. So now, what do you have to do? And that's halacha also, if sevav, if a person in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and he scratches somewhere. A person is in the middle of learning, and he scratches somewhere. The halacha is you do not have to get up in the middle of learning if you scratched your head. Rather, just clean your hands. How are you supposed to clean your hands? Do you have to clean just the part that you scratched with? Or are you supposed to clean your entire hand? Especially before davening, l'chur, before davening, you don't even know what you did. So before davening, certainly, you have to clean, l'chur, your whole hand, which would mean, like the Mishnah Brura says, when he discusses this in Simen Dalet at the end, he says, "Veda the nikir and kivin shuayim and b'mokay mayim tzarich lenakis kol ayad bein gaboy bein toichoy ad aperek with the eved ad soif dai ad soif kishvi etzboisov." Aval loy kamoi shenayin is anoshim shemenakim rash rachi etzboisayim. Some people they move the top of the tips of their fingers, they clean. So that's not enough. You have to do the entire back and front and the chur in between your fingers also. You should be doing now. But b'diavad al-chol pachas, at least up until your knuckles. the bottom of your fingers. But just the tips of your fingers, that's not enough. Now, it's not clear, though, what's the halacha if a person in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, a person in the middle of learning, and he scratches himself with his finger. Does it now he have to wash his entire hand? Or just has to clean, whatever, does he have to clean his entire hand, or just has to clean his finger? Now, L'chor, the Pasha says, if it's lichluch, then, in other words, let's say it's tzit, tit, ukedeme, something which is not pe'etzem, it's just dirt, but it's not zeya, then in a chami, it has to clean that off. However, if it's zeya, then it's already a shayla that is more zuama. I think the prima kim dumani, the prima godim, simen dalet, when he talks about it, says he's supposed to do the entire hand in such a case. This person should, if he scratches himself in the middle, he should clean his hand. Lechatchila. At least up until the end of his fingers.
Someone else's hand after they wash
your hand. That's the problem.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't have to be with
Does Purell have a different
label? And there are people that, yes, L'chair. I would think. What? I don't understand that. It became synonymous with water over the past year and a half. Even better. And then maybe only do up until the top, whatever, the Shabbat Chag. Prayer. Leishamanu, that's a problem. Even though L'chor there is Mamuli Zeya, but it's not a Makam Mechutze, it's not Yishlayin. We'll see in a minute exactly when you have to wash your hands. Kli is an Indian. With regard to Kli, this is really Zaylam should see Simen Dalet because it's good to see. But this is all halachas of Netil Tadayim. The Pashtus is that you do not need a Kli or a Gimel Pamim, except Ein Tzar Gimel Pamim Kim Bekomin Amito V'yish Machmir Bohelech Min Amesim V'shamash Mitosoy V'sefer Heichol HaKredesh Machmir V'yitz V'yitzakise Magan Avram Sosar Devarav. All these Lechera, you do not need if you need Gimel Pamim, then there's a Shaila. But there are people that are machmer every time they use the bathroom to use a kli dafka. There are people that are machmer before davening to use a kli. But it's not brought down here in the Mishnah Berurah that you need to use a kli. There's an inyan, but there's no chiyuv.
You can just take a drop of water and
L'chur, as long as you cleans your hands.
Yeah.
What about when you put on your tefillin? Yeah. What? Oh, we're about to get there right now. I think that's a good point that was just mentioned. I don't know if there's a shear. There's no shear of revias. A little bit of water also that you can clean your hands with, that's enough. As long as that your hands are clean, that's okay. That you should see there. Possibly, yes. If you don't have another eight, so yeah. The Sif Zayin. Mokim etunaf hainim akremis amachusim ba'odam. Tefi sheyesh ben memuli zeya vechinim chichich reisha. Any place which is a makom mechusa is considered a makom zeya, and therefore a person would have to wash his hands. And certainly, and similarly, if he scratches his head, now what happens if a person touches his arm, his upper arm, above his elbow when he's putting on tefillin? What's the halacha in that case? So, I saw in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah and Simen Chav Zayin that they bring down a bunch of different people. Let's say that it's not a problem. The first one is Rabbi Yisrael Chaim Zonnenfeld. And they say that the reason is because it was... Sorry. Lashon is... One second. Simen Chav Zayin. Nope. Thank you. Hanagei Abizrei Kishikosher Tzvilov Chav Zayin. It's just the Madura. It's only in the new Madura. It's not in the old one. He brings down from Yitzchak and Zan. Kivan Shanagia he beglal haMitzvah ain't Tarach Lito Yodov. Kaidu Matzvi like Hanagei became as Mechusim. So I wasn't sure what type of svara that was. So I went to look it up in the Tshuva today, and Baruch Hashem Kivanti to the Shoyel. The Shoyel asked that to Rabbi Yitzchak and Zanfeld. He says I didn't understand. Why? Just because it's a mitzvah, but it might say if your hands are dirty, they're dirty. So Rabbi Yitzchak Zonnenfeld wrote back. He actually wrote back one tshuva, so a bunch of different tshuvas. They split it up into But he wrote back, everything that I wrote was just das neiter, but I'm not being crazy from what I wrote. I said, he says, I hear your asaga. Everything I said is on das neiter, but I'm not being crazy. So I'm not exactly clear what the vart is. They bring down a few other marma kemis that also master out the fact that it's a mitzvah. The dain vayt brings down also a makor for such a thing because of makor mitzvah. Now the Ben Ish Chai says it also. They brought down the Ben Ish Chai also. That's not a problem. Even if you touch there, shaloi b'shas tefillin. Now that I can hear the svar. Once you understand that the nekuda is, since you pick up your sleeve for tefillin, so now it's not already called a makom mechusa. It's considered a makom megula. Because everybody picks up the sleeve for tefillin. Mela, it's not considered a makom mechusa. It's only something which is everybody always keeps covered. It doesn't have to be all the time. But something which is so ruggled to open, then it's not considered a makom megula. As a matter of fact, the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Boy brings down a yesh emrin. But he gets a kriyashma, we'll see, be'ezar Hashem. Hopefully, if it moves, and we'll get the Simon Ayin Dal, Simon Ayin Hay. That Baila the kriyashma is allowed to look when his wife, even if his wife is nursing, it's not a problem for kriyashma, because it's considered a makam agula, b'shas that she's being manic. Even though it's certainly not considered a makam agula. B'shas that she's being manic is considered a makam agula. Here it's even a tradvisor that even when you're not putting in a tefillin, shloi b'shas tefillin, we consider it a makam agula. That I could hear. Lamaise, they do bring down from the Chazanish. They bring down from the Chazanish. That's a good question. They bring down from the Chazanish that he was Makbid. Lamaise, it seems many people are not Makbid. I'm not sure what the big issue is to tighten your tefillin without touching your arm. But if you do touch it, certainly the what is what to be makel. I haven't seen people going out in between the tefillin shoyad and tefillin shoreish to wash their hands, even though you're making another bracha before most people are making another bracha. Sorry, Ashkenazim are making another bracha before Tefillin Shoreish. Making another bracha before Tefillin Shoreish. However, I didn't see Ashkenazim before Tefillin Shoreish or Sfaradim after Tefillin Shoreish go and wash their hands. There certainly is what to be Semichon, Befrat, Lefid, the Sfar of the Ben Ish Chai.
If there's a stop mix, then they don't want to go be massing into Tefillin Shoreish, but I've seen people do it afterwards.
People do go to wash afterwards?
I've seen people do it afterwards.
You've seen? How many people touch and how many people have you seen go? Okay. I'm not sure that it's the minigar to be machmer with that. The Maitre Chazanish was machmer. He was. But there is what to be semichon. Certainly there is what to be semichon. Bukhari should be up until at least up until the end of your knuckle.
Somebody told me Shmuel's brother said over that he saw that he had his head, it was not touched, and he never touched because of the Hashem. I think it's not so difficult not to touch.
Try this at home, as they say. Okay. Now, what happens if a person comes out of the shower? He walks out of the shower, and then he touches a makom mechusa. He touches his upper arm, even higher than his phone, wherever it is. L'chora, he just came out of the shower. He's clean as a whistle. L'chora, and then in such a case, there should be no problem of memulei zeh. Nevertheless, as Sar Shlomo Zalman says, in the Kashleman, as the Bachacher also goes this way, that it's Loi Plug and Chazal were said any Makom Megula. Now, that L'chor would mean that Bizmanenu, even though many people had a lot of trouble with this, not every time that we touch a Makom Mechusa is it full of Memuli Zeo. People shower quite often, and therefore, depending on which where you live and what your habits are, V'chulu, but many people shower very often, and it's not a, there's no memuli zeh. There just isn't any memuli zeh. We see that the loy plug, even though you could be mechalik and say that loy plug is always, you know, we keep egging super stuff, is one alef, and we only say loy plug from a miyat to a rave. The hainu, if you had the rave is one way, then the miyat could do a loy plug and be included in the rave. So in a chanami, you're right, 98% of the time there is a chshash memuli zeh. A person just comes out of the shower, there's that 2% of the time that there's no chshash, loy plug. But Bizmanenu, it sounds like most of the time there's no issue of Memuli Zeya. Nevertheless, there are, I still would say that there, I didn't find anybody to be Mekel. I tried looking around. I did not find anybody that wanted to be Mekel, Bizmanenu. And in fact, that there are certain places that are that do have Mimulei Zeah, that do that are very prone to having Zeah, and Mimela, even Bizmanenu, and Mimela in such a case, L'chara, they would have a Makom Mechusa, and we're not Mechalik between the different places of Makom Mechusa. However, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there in Halicha Shlomai, in Perek Chaf, there's a bunch of different kulas. He says, first of all, if a person touches a child, any place that they're not makpid to cover, then l'chara, it's not a problem. That means, even if a child wears like a onesie, as they call it, and you're able to touch their above their knees, that's still not a problem. If people aren't makpid to cover that, that's not an issue of a makom mechusen. He says, similarly, if you touch a beged that's full of zeya, that also would not be a problem if it's not a beged, if it's not lavish on a makim which is mechusa, he says, like socks. He says, that would not be considered, you do not have to wash your hands. It's not, they're not on a makim mechusa, the feet are not considered a makim mechusa, and therefore, you wouldn't have to wash your hands if you touch the socks. Even if they're meluch l'bizeh, he said. Another thing he said is if you tie your shoes and you touch your shoelaces, just your shoelaces, then you do not have to wash your hands. I saw that brought down from Chaim Kanievsky also. From Dumani, I saw a story with the Manchester Shishiva that he once tied the shoes of the Chavetz Chaim and he wanted to go wash his hands afterwards. The Chavetz Chaim told him he doesn't have to. From Dumani. So if you touch just your shoelaces, then l'chera, you do not have to wash your hands in those cases. What's that? Time to touch your shoes, that's Nagia ben Aman and Olav, that's one of the things you have to wash your hands in Siman Dalet. So maybe that's totally in, that's totally actually in Sif Dalet. What's considered Makom Mechusa? What's not considered Makom Mechusa? It could be that if the derech is to cover the feet, then it would be considered a Makom Mechusa. But the socks. One second. So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah does talk about it. The Mishnah Berurah talks about it in Siman Kuf Samach Daled. Maybe we'll get up to that. I don't know if we can get to that. But he says Nachon Lizar Bazeh. Nachon Lizar Bazeh. If your hands are mamash filled of touch something, most people would probably wash their hands anyhow. In such a case, the question is if you're mechuyev to. The more common is touching a child or touching your shoelaces. Ukedayme. Bechira, it would be totally in. That's a good question. If a person always wears short sleeves, can it be considered a makom mechusa? It's hard to say that it should be, unless it's nifal on the lay plug. I'm not sure. I think the Mishnah Berurah talks about it earlier. I just didn't find it offhand. It's Sif Dalet. Pretty sure that he talks about it. And Siman Dalet. Can't find it offhand. Okay, getting late. Sif Ches. Hamashna yispala at sheyisha kidei hilof dalanamis. When he says this, from yispala yashten at sheyisha kidei hilof dalanamis. Chol dalanamis tulase shigur bepiv rechushim rachshin sif vasei. The loch is somebody that uses the bathroom should wait. This bizmanin is not turning gear because most people use the bathroom inside of the bathroom. And therefore, by the time you get out, it's already kidei hiluch arba ames, is between 2 and 3 seconds. L'chero, if you try it, that's about how long we tried it, that's about how long it came out, 2 to 3 seconds. By the time you get out of the bathroom, it's 2 to 3 seconds. Memela, it's not so negea. Now, what the pashup shot in Tfilose Shigur Bepiv, Rechushim Rachshin Sivose, I have no idea. Mar Cheshvin is called that. By the way, Mar Cheshvin is not called Mar Cheshvin because there's no Yom Tov in Mar Cheshvin. Mechesvan, even if you did learn that when you were younger. As far as I know, there's no Makar, supposedly. I think Rabbi Chaim said there's no Makar. But it is, what Chazal say, it's called Mechesvan, it's cause, for this reason, because of all the tefillahs of the Yom Nerom and the Yom Tov, Adayin Rechushi Merachashin Sefasei, Mechesvan. Tet, Harekik Le'ispal at Shisha Dal Aramis, Amaspal Le'yarek at Shisha Dal Aramis. V'dach Le'retzene, Am Nizam Le'rek Motet, this is the idea of a person in Lashmer Nesu, we'll see in Rit Hashem in Tzadi Zayin. If a person spits, he should not spit on the floor, if he spits into a tissue, then he should at least wait 2 to 3 seconds before continuing to daven. That is where this halacha is negeah. Sif Yud, Tzarev Litin Tzedakah Kredim Tzvila. Does this halacha apply to Lachar Tzvila Mishmarnase? Mishnah Berurah brings down, does it need to give it in Vayiv Arach David? Atom Mishalako. Now, does this halacha apply to all three tefillahs, or is it Dakat Shachris? So the Rambam in Matnas Aniyim, he says, "Gderli Chachamim Ayunais Nepruta Ani Lefnei Kol Tefila." He says that. Now, mashma that there's an ending to give before every tefila. It doesn't seem that people are as makbid by Mincha Maariv Lulu the Mistafin Amin as Yerba Shachris. Maybe because Shachris is a specific time, but that you're supposed to give as opposed to Mincha Maariv. They do bring down the Rabbi itself brought down that. In the Kavani says, that's the Arizal, not to give before Maariv. That there's no any to give before Maariv. He says, Kimdumani, that they're not knowing like that. Less the Choshlo, I think the Eli Rabbah says. I'm not sure whether or not there's a... It's certainly, Lechor, there should be an inyan of Aniz B'tzedek Echazep Panecho. Maybe since it's only brought down Menegeta Shachris, that's why maybe it's more of an inyan by Shachris. Sim Tza design. Shlei Gaik Lei Yifayk Pshat Tefila. Lei Gaik, which means to belch, burp. Lei Yifayk. Poiteich Piv Lei Tziruach HaPeh. Yon. Vimtzorech Lefayk Mitzorech Oynes Yineich Adel Al Piv Shlatir B'tzichos. This is a halacha that maybe many people do not know about. And that is if a person yawns in the middle of Shemini Esrei, he's supposed to cover his mouth with his hand. Maybe you should do it any time. But there's a halacha that you should cover your mouth when you're yawning Shemini Esrei. Where I was davening today during Mincha, a person yawned right next to me. Actually, I wasn't paying attention if he was covering his mouth or not, but it was clear that he was yawning. That's also an issue. Lechatchila, a person is not supposed to yawn. Lo yegayik, v'lo yefayik. He's supposed to not yawn and you're supposed to not belch in the middle of Shemini Esrei. As a matter of fact, Aruch HaShulchan says something very interesting. The Mechaber starts Pasuk once again, Pasuk Bekad Vesim Bechavis. Lo Yigayik Vlo Yifayik, Vim Tzarek Lo Fayik. So Mishnah Berurah says, Lav Dafka. Yifayik Vim Yigayik, same thing. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, no, it's not the same thing. Even though that's not Mashmaris of the Torah, he says, it's not the same thing. And that is because to burp is, a person could usually stop themselves. Yawning Lav Dafka, but a burp usually a person can stop themselves. Horai says, anytime in the middle, you're together with a bunch of people, friends, most of the time, 99.8% of the time, a person doesn't just let out a belch in the middle. He'll hold it back. Why? Because it's very embarrassing. So you don't do that. So he says, if that's the case, then in the middle of Shemini Esrei, you certainly shouldn't do that. Meila lechatchila, one should do whatever they could do that it shouldn't happen. It says, v'chein nir lahiris. Now, if a person is being mefayik, if a person is yawning in the middle, the Kor Chaim says, don't continue davening. Some people, they're still going as they're davening. And that is the halacha that applies to the rest of the things there also. If a person is spitting, if a person is whatever, the person has to stop in the middle of Shemini Esrei, do what he has to do, but don't continue doing whatever, you just don't continue davening while you're being mefayik and megayik. Sif, beis. Also loy lorik, vimi yav shalosh loy lorik, mavliya b'ksusay. Vinish liya nira. Vimu istinis, ein yach lavni b'ksusay, zerik lacharif. This halacha is, and Mishnah Berurah says, I'm sorry. Vimiyash lezerk l'acher, says the Ramah, zerk l'smerlei. V'loy l'yuminoi. You're supposed to dafka do l'smerlei, says Yerushalmi, not l'yuminoi. Why? Because smerlei is, you're in front of a Rebbe Hashem, so do to the small, not to the yumin. And then all the achrenim are busy with what he means. We see when you go back to take three steps, you always go to the left first, because that's the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right. So when you're spinning, you should also l'acher, the left is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's right. So one that's brought down over here, whether it's the Ramah, it's not the Ramah, it's not what he says, the Darkei Moshe l'acher. But what the Beis Yosef says, B'Shem Aviv, Rabbeinu Ephraim, he quotes his father, and he says that the Shechina is Me'olam LaYorda LaMata Me'Asara, and therefore the Shechina when you're davening is not directly in front of you, as opposed to when you back up, then the Shechina is in front of you. Now, what does that mean? The Shechina never went down LaMata Me'Asara. Asara Tzvachim is not very high; it's pretty low. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is still. Most people are a lot bigger than Asara Tzvachim. So when you're davening Shemini Esrei, if the Ribbono Shel Olam is up until Asara Tzvachim, then he's smack in front of you. So what's going on over here? L'chura, the mashmois is from the achrenim that loylam layarda shechina lamata me'asara means because Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem Arsa Sam Livnei Adam, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, it's a different rishus. The Ribbono Shel Olam is higher up and we're down here. So you're right, in a chanami, 10 tefachim is in front of me, but we don't look at it as the Ribbono Shel Olam is mamash standing in front of us. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is not connected to me. We're on the ground, the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the Shemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is kilu in a different rishus. He's higher up. He never went down so low. However, when we back up, then our peripheral vision and everything in front of us is now just been extended and higher and lower and to the sides, and we're able to see everything is now in front of us that wasn't directly in front of us beforehand, and therefore the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, who's much higher than us, is now Kilo in front of us, and therefore one should go first to the left and then to the right. That's Lechara Pashup Shah. The with regard to the actual halacha, with regard to spitting, it's not common that a person should spit in the middle of Shemir Yasrei. Certainly, Bechlal, there's a shayla whether or not you're allowed to spit in a shul, even though the halacha is that you're allowed to spit in a shul. The question is, Bizmanenu, if that still applies. First of all, that if a person spits in the shul, especially if it's phlegm or something like that, it's tiled. It's going to stay there. It's not like a dirt floor that you could rub it out. So therefore, it's much more of a problem. That's first of all. Second of all, nobody would do that in their house anymore. And anything that you wouldn't do in your house is a shayla, the pasha says you're not allowed to do it in shul either. So, which is not as a cloud that a person should know. Anything that you wouldn't do in your house does not pass through in a shul. There's a maitha from Shimshon Pinkus, and he once came home and he took a butt of a cigarette, threw it on the floor, and stamped it out. So they asked him, "What are you doing?" So he said, "I was just in a shul and I saw somebody do that. And I'm scared there's going to be a kitrig on him because people don't do that in their own house. I want them to do it in my house, but it shouldn't become a kitrig on him." But that's the klal, and that's godless. That's not the only thing that is godless for. But that's somebody, it's ichbatlo. He came home to do it in to take off a kitrig on somebody. But kitzer, that's the general klal. Don't do in shul anything that you wouldn't do in your own house. Sif dalid. Sif gimel. I'm sorry. Kino iktase imashish begadav latirish leisbad kamanasa veloyes yirani biyadei. The halacha is one should not take off a kina, a louse, with his hand. The halacha is if a person touches a louse, even without killing it, it's mefurash halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Dalid, that hanegeya bekino. The halacha is that a person has to wash their hands with hanegeya bekino. Now it's not so common, we hope, it's not so common to touch a louse in the middle. What happens if it's a mosquito? Right? A person feels a mosquito and he brushes it off, or a fly, something like that. Does he have to wash his hands? The Lacharan Mashmari says that he does not have to wash his hands. The Mishnah Berurah is Mistapik Benegia, he says, Efsher Benegia to a parish. You wouldn't have to. It sounds like from the Shari Tshuva that the reason why a person would have to touch his hand, wash his hands with touching a louse is because a louse, Chazal say, comes from a mule zeah. It comes from the zeah of a person's resh. Therefore, it has a din of a zeah, and therefore it's a problem. As opposed to a fly or a mosquito, it does not have that halacha. Sif Dalet. Im nishma talis mi mekoyma yochal mashish ber lazira vel nafal kulay eina yochal lazira zat bei davi hafsek. The halacha is if a person's talis comes off partially, he's allowed to put it back on. However, if it comes off totally, he's not allowed to put it back on in Moshe Ben Esrei. Mishnah Berurah says, if it bothers you, which I think probably most people will bother, then you're allowed to put it on between bracha lebracha. Now, what's the reason why you're not allowed to put it on in the middle? If it comes off halfway, you're allowed to put it on. But if it comes off totally, you're not allowed to put it on. Why not? Davi hafsek. That's what it says. It's considered a hefsek. What's a hefsek? How much of a hefsek is it, the difference between putting it on, it comes off of both your shoulders, and you have to go like this and put it on, or you have to bend down and put it on? How much more of a hefsek is it? The question is, if the nikud is that you have to be mis'atif in it first, or not? Maybe. It could be that it's dafka, the zalacha. What happens if a person's in the middle of Pesukei Dezimra, and he's going to give tzedakah by Baruch David? And as he's walking, his tzitzis gets stuck in a bench, and he keeps on walking, and the whole talus comes off. The halacha is, Gepaskin, Mishnah Berurah, that you have to make a new bracha on your talus. Only if you take your talus off with intention of putting it back on, then you don't have to make a new bracha. But if it came off by itself, then you have to make a new bracha. That is not the minhag ha'olam. That is not the minhag ha'olam. It's actually Machlokes Rishonim b'chlal, and even though it's Gepaskin, Mishnah Berurah, that you do, however, the minigun was not that way. Shmir Shavs Kachasa of Sham Zalman actually discusses it. It comes minigun to Shian Chazar. It comes up. However, the minigun says Sham Zalman, a person when he puts on the talus in the morning, his kavanah is that it should be on him until the end of davening, and there's no hetzchadas even if it comes off, if you don't make a new bracha. Yesh letzadin, maybe, that it's only if you understand that if it comes off, it's considered hetzchadas, and to put it back on, it's considered a new, it's considered a big hefsik. But possibly, if you hold that it's not considered hezchadas, then maybe putting it back on would not be a problem, and then you would be allowed to put it back on even in the middle of a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says you put it on between the brachas. Mitzad, then maybe there's makam to be mekel even b'emtza bracha, though I did not find anybody that says it lahedya. Sif hey, we'll get to you in a minute. I'm sorry, the buzz is about to go off. Sif hey, hanoisei masay al ksefa Higiyas man tefila pocht mi dalakav mafshil achur mispal. Dalakav nicha agav karka mispal. The halacha is if a person has a package on him, on his shoulder, then if it's less than dalad kavin, how much is dalad kavin? It's not exactly clear. So the dirshu says that it's five from according to Chaim Noah, it's 5.5 kilo. I saw somebody else brought down that it's like 12 kilo. Now 12 kilo is like 27 pounds. 5.5 kilo is like 14 pounds. Pretty big difference. The halacha is, and if it's not dalad kavin, then you could be mafshil acher. You could sling it on the back. It shouldn't be that you have to balance it, because it can be mafriya you. If it's not mafriya you, then it's okay. But you let it sling it that it should hang over your back, wouldn't be a problem. Says the Aruch HaShulchan. It says, nearly. Yira, shedin zeda dalad kamim, ari b'misyori la'anichay ala karka. It's only talking about that you're scared to put it down. Nechshash geneva, shemuch le'isbal, derech iluchay, or you have to walk. Avak shebiyot, b'yesh, yechoy loy la'anichay ala karka.
He says anytime that you could put it down, you should put it down. According to this, if a person has a backpack on them, even though it's not a heavy backpack, and even if it's on his back, he should put it down. Unless he has davening while he's walking, we're scared that it's going to get stolen, he should rather put it down. He's going on a trip, and you're going and very common. Someone goes on a trip, you go up to Masada, hike up the hill, go to the top, put down your backpack, then you daven. And Be'ez Hashem, your tefillahs will be in his kavim. However, in a case where a person is chayish that it's going to get stolen, or kedema, then up until the kavim, he would be allowed to put it on his back. More than that, also we mentioned in the past that if you're going to be more tarred putting it down, there's also, we have a makom in the Kaf HaChaim to be mekel.